Welcome to this podcast about Matoli River and the Lost Coast in California. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by an automated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. The Matoli River flows approximately 62 miles through the King Range to the Lost Coast at the Punta Gorda State Marine Reserve, about 10 miles south of Cape Mendocino and 4 miles west-southwest of Petrolia, California. Pacific Ocean storm waves develop a sand barrier at the river mouth, forming an extensive estuary. The name Matol means clear water and originates from the Athabascan people who called themselves Matol. They were referred to as Metol or Metul by neighboring Wiyot Indians. The river has 74 tributaries, some originating at elevations of 4,000 feet above sea level. It drains a watershed of about 194,560 acres and is used for recreation, agriculture, and municipal and industrial water supply. It also provides wildlife habitat, including for fish migration and spawning. The Matol River is home to Chinook and Coho salmon, as well as steelhead trout. In 2009 and 2010, only 3 returning adult coho salmon were counted, far below the 19th century estimates of 17,000 to 20,000 adults annually. The Matol River has been declared an impaired water body by the California Coastal Commission. Restoration efforts are underway in the Matol River watershed to revive habitats degraded by early industrial logging techniques, road construction, natural erosion, sedimentation, and 2 100-year floods in 1955 and 1964. The Matol River and Range Partnership, comprising the Matol Restoration Council, Matol Salmon Group, and Sanctuary Forest, leads these efforts. They collaborate with watershed landowners and receive funding from multiple private and public sources. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.